This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good afternoon, family and friends, and thank you for joining us this afternoon and in the studio with us. It's wonderful with being with you again this afternoon. I just want to welcome you and thank you for joining us on Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. And I just want to encourage you, please stay tuned. I think we are going to cover a subject that is going to affect all of us. And I think we're all guilty of that. And we are going to talk about behavior, acknowledging the truth of choosing unhealthy behavior patterns, and how do we stop blame shifting. And I think we're all guilty of that. So please stay tuned. I've got a wonderful guest in my studio this afternoon. Her name is Elise Nell. Thank you for joining me this afternoon, Elise.
Thank you. Thank you, Renee.
So looking forward to hearing what her testimony is from coming out of corporate. She's a mom, a wife, and a grandmother, and she's encouraging women through a gym ministry, which I think is wonderful. It's something new. And I think we all need that. We need to be ministered while we're gymming. A lot of our issues are often distorted and delay, and you know, perversed in the sense that we don't know what we're doing the gym for, and our thoughts are not in the right place, and then we wonder why we fail. But we actually need to be ministered through body, mind, and soul, and that is what she does. She believes in serving the body, the mind, and the spirit coaching. She ministers and coaches through life experiences and the love of Jesus Christ. Her life motto is, "You can't give away what you don't have." And I think that is absolutely fabulous and the truth. So we're going to connect with her straight after this. Hello, family and friends. I'm Renette Marburg, ready to meet with you on my program, Rise. On this program, we have honest and truthful conversations around family challenges relevant to you. Rise on Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m., finding God's truth for a way forward together. Thank you, family and friends, and I just want to encourage you. We've got a bit of admin that we need to do. You're on my program called Rise, and we have a WhatsApp line, 081-729-1657, and an SMS line, 37988, a Telegram number, 081-729-1657. And our Facebook, please go on our Facebook. We have so much activity happening there. We would like to get to know you better. Contact us. See how we can, how you can interact with our. We've got some live Facebook shows on there, so please go and see who our presenters are behind the scenes. We're so blessed to have Facebook now. You can actually see who we are sometimes, and as well as we have a counseling department on 021-91-77-000, and you can press option one and we can guide you and pray for you maybe and show you the way forward and see how we can help you. But at the same time, I just want to encourage you to please go onto our website. All our podcasts are on there from our programs. Any programs that you've missed, please go and look on the website and see how you can catch up. And if you've missed the program today, or you're welcome to go and re-listen and join us for that. But first of all, we're going to listen to Carrie Underwood. I have Elise Nell in the studio this afternoon. She's going to say, "Jesus, take the wheel." And I think our topic is perfect for this song that's going to come up now. And so I'm looking forward to Elise about the behavior pattern, unhealthy behavior patterns that we often take, and we blame shift and we don't acknowledge the truth about the choices that we make. So let's listen to Carrie Underwood, "Jesus, Take the Wheel." Good afternoon, family and friends, and welcome. Thank you for joining me this afternoon on this amazing, beautiful, sunny day. We're heading for summer, and yes, we are also praying for our students that are studying right now. We just ask for clarity and clear understanding, that they won't be in any form of confusion, that God is with them, and that they can go from success to success in this time. So I just want to encourage you, listeners, Please stay tuned. We've got a fabulous guest in the studio today. Her name is Elise Now, and she is all the way from Somerset West. Am I right?
You're right. Yes, I am. And you can call me Elizabeth.
Are you actually Elizabeth?
I'm actually an Elizabeth. Yes.
Okay. Awesome. But she's a business and life coach through Gym Ministry. And she's got an amazing testimony, which is really, really makes a person understand when you've got a destiny planned for you, even though it doesn't look like it at the moment, when you make the big moves in life. So just share with us, Elise, with what was your journey from coming out of corporate into this form of ministry, and how did that actually happen from the onset? You shared it so clearly for me, and it just made me realize that sometimes we have to make big moves for God to place us and separate us so that He can prepare us and equip us for His kingdom.
Thank you. Yes. So after school, I studied and I became an executive assistant. And from there, I went into the banking, and I was an executive assistant there for 16 years.
Sure.
And then I met my husband, Paul, and in a space of 9 months, we got engaged and got married, and we actually moved to China in 2008.
That's just taking it a bit far.
That's stretching it, that's true.
Yeah.
But so we did, and we took our beautiful girls with us. And I thought that going to China, I was just going to slip back into being a PA or an executive assistant in China at the bank. And when we got there, I wasn't allowed to work. Well, that took me to a place of, okay, God, what am I supposed to do now? So I sat in this huge house, 3 stories. The girls would go to school, Paul would go to work, and there I was. And I had a lady that worked for me, but I couldn't speak the language quite clearly, but there I was. And I knew that I couldn't just sit there and do nothing. So I started learning the language to start with, and then I started learning and studying and studying and studying. So I started, I did TEFL, thinking that I would do something with that, but I didn't quite. And then I was interested in fitness and training. In 2012 and 13, I got certified in that. But then I was never an athlete at school. You know, I'd play a little bit of netball, but that was it. So never really an athlete. And I started training. And I was blessed with 2 wonderful trainers. The one was a Nike athlete from... He wasn't from Beijing, but he was training the Nike athletes in China.
Sure, wow.
And,
that's powerful.
And the other guy was Vincent. He was a 7-time world champion kickboxer. And I just got connected with them and I started training. I was one of those people who I wasn't able to walk on the treadmill without holding on for dear life. But the Nike trainer taught me to run, and I can actually run now, which is quite an accomplishment.
Wow, that is amazing.
And then I got so interested in training, and the thing that really got me was the ability that I could see in myself, what my body was able to do, how I was able to achieve all these things. And I wasn't too young, you know, I wasn't 20 or 12 or whatever. I was kids, you know, that's what I mean. So I really fell in love with it, and I started training. Then we stayed in China for 4 years, and we came back to Cape Town after that. And my immediate reaction was to go back to work. And I applied for a job, got it immediately, and I sat in this high-rise building one day in Cape Town, and the wind was blowing. And you know, in Cape Town, the buildings
move with
the wind. And I sat there, and I said, God, what am I doing? If I am so blessed to be with my girls, because that's also one of the greatest gifts I received, was because I wasn't allowed to work in the corporate, I could be with my girls.
Mm.
And here I sat in this building and I'm thinking,
back to square one.
What am I doing? So I got up and I resigned immediately, not even a month. Not even a month into working. I resigned and I went home. And I was just so glad that I could be with my kids again. And then I remembered sort of that I have all this gym equipment from China and I am able to use it. So I saw the need around me for ladies and men that needed training. So I started, unpacked it, and we started a whole gym at home. Had a handful of clients, and I saw that the need wasn't so much that physical training, but it was the talking. It was the engaging with someone, really talking and sharing what is in their hearts more than that physical training. But combined, it was a winning recipe.
Wow, that is incredible. But you know what I loved? The fact that you call it gym ministry. I mean, most of our issues come, the reason why we need to put on weight, the reason why we lose weight, the reason why we gym fanatically. These things that we keep going into emotionally and not looking after, you know, even though it's a physical thing, we think the physical is going to solve the emotional status of where we are. And then we do yo-yos, and then we fail ourselves, then we fail the body, then we fail the, then our hearts are broken and we are wounded in the process, and then we go back into this unhealthy, unhealthy state of mind. And so just tell me, you know, with the gym ministry that you started, and you were sharing about your business ministry that you were doing as well, that's how you actually started understanding that even in business, it's important to have coaching and understanding the stress. I mean, people are highly stressed. And so just give us a little bit of background on that as well. I would like us to touch that, but we're going to get back to the gym ministry straight after our next next track. But I would like us to just talk about the business, because a lot of people are entrepreneurial, even with what you've done now, stepping out of ministry, you know, out of the corporate into ministry. Not that this is everybody's way, but life is getting to the point where we have to think on our feet.
Yes.
And we have to ask the Lord, what is our destiny and our purpose?
Mm-hmm.
So you obviously found that. So just tell me what you did with the with businesses. What was the common denominator of issues there?
So Paul and I worked together at a startup nation, really, in Cape Town. And through the business coaching, I was able to help those entrepreneurs to just coach them body, mind, and soul. Because oftentimes people will think it's just a body problem. But the body, they can't be separated. It's a body, soul, and a spirit. So if we don't look at all three, we won't be able to get to the root. And that's the beautiful thing. So, you know, oftentimes people think if you say you're a life coach, they want to backtrack a little bit.
Yes.
People don't want to speak to life coaches. Yes. But when just 5 minutes, then they will see, oh my gosh, there's actually so much benefit and help in this. So by helping people in the business coaching, you know, you make them see what's really inside of them. Because I always say to people, all the answers are inside of you. I don't know the answers, but the answers are inside of you. So we all need someone to help us to get it out of us. And that is the beautiful part of it.
It's the unlocking.
Yes.
Unlocking. And, you know, just putting the cards on the table and seeing how to play it. Because sometimes you've got to sit with so many ideas, and then we don't know how to navigate it. And then sometimes we want to make emotional decisions thinking that we should be doing this and we want to do this, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's the right thing. So what would your advice be when it comes to, you know, an entrepreneur? Just what did you find that people were making bad decisions in the process? Was it emotional decisions or was it head decisions? And then
I would say to believe in what was given to them. You know, if they believe in what is inside of them, to just stick to that and believe in that. And when the stress and the emotions come, to sit and unpack that aside from your dream, your destiny, your entrepreneurship, you know, your product or whatever it is, to hold on to that, but aside from that, to unpack the emotions and the pressure and the stress, and to have someone to do that with.
Okay. So, you know, just for interest's sake now, how many weeks would that kind of training take? I just want to ask, because often people go for help or life coaching, and then they do 2 or 3 or 4 sessions, and they want to jump ship, and then they say it didn't work. Yeah, that is a famous one for the counselors. I just need to put it out there.
Yes, that's true. But, you know, that's a good indication of whether how serious people are of changing or achieving their goals. It's difficult to say because it depends on each person and where they are and how quickly they grow. Some people excel quickly, other people slower. So it depends on who you are and what you're doing.
Fantastic. So just tell me, you know, as you've gone from that to the gym ministry, what gave you that unction to find that this is where you want to be, have that combination of the ministry and of the fact of being healthy?
I think the grace that was given to me, you know, because I saw it in myself. I had the struggle myself, and I remember how unhappy it made me, and I remember how hard it was in China. And then as my body got stronger, it also opened my mind a little bit, and it opened my heart a little bit, and it made me recognize different things in myself. So that allowed me to grow, and it allowed me to change and not just become stronger in my body but also become stronger in my mind and my faith. So, you know, I believe you can't give away what you don't have.
Yes.
And unless
and just
you
say where you learned that from, because I think it's very important, because, you know, John Maxwell is such a man of wisdom.
He is wonderful, yes. So I did his training course, John Maxwell Leadership, and he taught that to me. And he says you can't give away what you don't have, and that is the truth in every area of your life. I believe that. Unless I have gone through that journey with the weight, I won't be able to help anyone. And because I went through that journey, I have a passion in my heart. You know, it's such a gift to see how people see, oh my goodness, I have all this ability inside of me if I'm just willing and able.
Fantastic, fantastic. So I just want to encourage you, family and friends, just stay tuned. We got more answers, more wisdom and guidance coming from Elise now. But I do want us to really just get to a point where we can just trust the Lord. He has, it says in Psalm 13:5-6, he says, I trust in your unfailing love. I will rejoice because you have rescued me. I will sing the Lord because he is good to me. And then he says again in Psalm 16:8-9, I know the Lord is always with me. And that is such a beautiful thing that we have, and I will not be shaken by our failures. I mean, we fail, we loop and fall, and we get up and we go. And this is where he says we will not be shaken, for he is right beside us. No wonder my heart is glad and I rejoice. My body rests in safety. So we just need to know that at all times our body rests in safety. And I want to encourage you, family and friends, that this is the time where we're going into a season where we're going to be eating and feasting and not looking after ourselves. And then we want to know why we go into the new year 2023 dejected, rejected, abandoned, feeling bloated and unhealthy. So I just want us to really just, this is not condemnation, this is just a bit of conviction on my side. I just feel that we need to really just stay in the pace that God's got planned for us for the new year. So we're going to join Elise straight after this, but we're going to first listen to the freedom song, Yes, the Truth Sets Us Free. And it's Christy Knuckles that will be adding value to the program. So her song is called Freedom Song. Enjoy. Praise the Lord. And that was Christy Knuckles saying, you are my freedom song. Oh, praise the Lord. He is just our way, and he is the right way for us just to focus on. So I just want to encourage you, family and friends, we are going to really deal with the crux of the matter now. I have Elise Nall in the studio with me. She's done her doctorate in behavior patterns, unhealthy behavior patterns as well, and how we change can change it to good behavior patterns. And we need to stop blame shifting. And I think we're all guilty of that for various reasons. We have been talking about weight loss, but she's got a gym ministry, which is often where we fail, either in the eating habits or in our physical looking after ourselves physically, and yet our souls are wounded at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to really get that into full alignment. So she's going to share with us just on the familiar bad behavior patterns that people fall into, and then we have a million excuses why we are doing it. So just share with us what you have found in your times of counseling.
I think the most interesting thing is when I ask people about their behaviors, you know, it's almost like everything in them stands up, because they think, well, I don't have any problems. But behavior is just how we act, how we behave, how we act in different situations or not. And so all of us behave, all of us have behaviors. So it's just how we act, how we react, and how we, you know, represent ourselves in our daily lives. And all of us are called to do that. And I think I've highlighted three things that I would like to highlight today in this program. And the words are denying, blaming, and honesty.
Oh.
So the first thing would be to say, don't deny it. You know, let's all understand and realize that inside of us, we have things to change. That's according to scripture. Because God's word says that by the renewing of your mind, with what? With his word. So we are of a sinful nature, so we can't say we are not doing it. We're in a sinful world, a fallen world. So all of us have to change our behaviors. So denying is the first obstacle. People say they don't have patterns or behaviors that they need to change. The second thing is blaming others, and that's the most popular thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think often if we highlight something or we have seen something in our lives that needs to change, we go, oh, it's our family, or it's our mom and dad, or it's our circumstances or work, or, you know, whatever the case may be, that people say, oh, it's always someone else to blame. And the last thing would be honesty. That means be prepared to look in the mirror and look at yourself and recognize the things in you which must change.
Mm-hmm.
I think if we can manage those three things, but you know, those three things are what causes people not to change. They're not honest with themselves. They're not prepared to say, yes, I have a fault. We love as people to point our fingers at others. We don't want to go inward and say, oh, what is wrong in my heart? What's the state of my heart? What's the condition of my heart? And we love blaming others, because then we don't have to do anything, because we can just blame others for it.
Okay, so you're basically saying that we're very defensive, mm-hmm. as people. And then we're not honest with ourselves. Mm-hmm. And then we also blame it's genetics or hormones or something.
Yes.
And tell us, what is the positivity around from taking that acknowledgement and identifying the problem lies with us initially? How do we get past that? How would you possibly help somebody? Let's come to you for help and say, okay, this is the way forward in the strategy. What would you think would be the starting point? Is it spiritually, mentally, or physically?
I think it's all hand in hand. I don't think we can separate these three things. We cannot separate body, mind, and spirit, because we are one person. We are one person, and we can't separate it. And oftentimes that what is happening in our hearts are manifesting in our bodies.
Mm.
And we have to acknowledge that. We have to say, okay, that is how it works. We can't say, okay, as soon as I've sorted out my fat or my anorexia, then life will be sorted for me. Because it doesn't work like that. We must acknowledge that which is manifesting in our body sits rooted deeply in our heart as well.
Mm. Well said. Okay. So when your ministry, I just want to hear how you work with the people, you know, when it comes to the talking.
Mm-hmm.
I know you said that they come for the eating bad relationship with food or bad relationship with exercise, and then you deal with the heart factor and the root cause. So how do you navigate that in combination? Because I really believe that people do not understand that there's a three-sided factor mm-hmm. here.
That is true. I walk with my clients mainly. And in that,
that
walking,
brilliant.
that's where all the talking comes out, you know.
Yes.
So by asking good questions, they open their hearts. Mm. And I can see then what is really causing the underlying problem.
Okay. That is, so what is your common thread in these conversations? What do you think it is? I mean, a lot of people think it's, okay, it's hormones, age, genetics and everything else, and all of it can be rectified no matter what, hey?
Of course all yes. of it can be rectified. Mm. We serve a wonderful God, don't we?
We do, and He's our healer. So I just want you just to give us an idea of what is, when you've been walking with your clients, what is it that you have struggled with as far as, I mean, that you've identified as important factors?
I think one of the biggest words I hear is I can't. People just believe I can't. And then it's wonderful for me to be able to use the scripture, I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. And the moment I say that, I can do it. It's wonderful.
Mm. Yes. Wow. Okay. And you know, these are common scriptures that we just don't know how to apply to our bodies and minds and our souls. Hey. So there's so many promises in the mm-hmm. word. And when you speak to people, do they receive it well?
Sometimes, not always.
Not always. No, because I really feel that, you know, we often quote scripture, but it's not, we don't apply it.
But that's how we must make warfare now, isn't it? That's how we must war. We must take the word of God and we must start speaking it. That is what we're supposed to do, isn't it?
Yes.
And so in training the physical body, we're getting in shape in our physical body, but then taking the word of God and applying that at the same time, we're also training our mind and our heart, right, at the same time.
Mm. And tell me, you know, I don't want to start something now because you're going to give us some pointers, mm-hmm. you know, in the next session, because I really think that is how's the application? You know, how do we train our thoughts? How do we bring all three into alignment? So we're going to listen to, we are going to listen to You Make Me Fly by Johan Brits, one of my favorite local artists, and know him personally. And he is flying now with a new baby in his family. So we are really just so blessed to have him on my program as always. So we're going to listen to Johan Brits, You Make Me Fly. Good afternoon, family and friends, and wow, thank you for joining us, and thank you for staying tuned. And we've got such an interesting topic this afternoon. I've got Elise Nell in the studio with me, and she has really given us such amazing information on how we do not need to fail in the endeavors that we have in our behavior when we've got an unhealthy behavior pattern when we come to making decisions and choices for our body, minds, and our souls. So I just want to encourage you, just stay tuned. She's got some very important pointers with us this afternoon. So Elise, just share with us, what advice would you give to us, and how do we identify the issues we often don't want to acknowledge to ourselves? Three or four ways just of testing ourselves, like are we defensive, are we blame shifting, blaming our circumstances, whatever.
I think the most important thing is to keep it simple. You know, oftentimes we want to complicate this searching of how we're doing, and to just keep it simple. We don't have to buy textbooks and Google everything. Mm. We just need to look in the mirror.
Yes.
And look in the mirror, but don't look in the mirror alone. Look in the mirror with Holy Spirit. Ask Him to shine His light in your heart and show you what's really the condition of your heart.
Mm.
That's something that really helped me. You know, we won't want to know the answer. Or oftentimes it's hard to hear what He has to say then. The second thing is, I think, to take ownership. It's very important to take ownership of the state of where we're at. Oftentimes we see people still maybe 50 years old and they're still stuck in their dreadful behaviors, still kicking the ball in the same way, still not hitting a goal, but they're blaming someone else for it. stop kicking the ball and see why are you not making a goal and change it. Change the way you're kicking or align your angle or, you know, that's just a simple example. But to be willing to stop and to look in the mirror and go, okay, I can't blame someone any longer. I'm an adult. I can't blame someone any longer. I need to take responsibility for my actions. We all have to take up responsibility. So keep it simple. Be willing to look in the mirror and take responsibility. You know, oftentimes, one of the greatest lessons I've learned in my life through my own family was wonderful, but we often think we're one way, but we're not as we think we are.
Mm.
So it's good to get their feedback or their input in how we're really doing. Because we see ourselves in one way, but it doesn't mean we are in that way. So it's good to involve them, involve your family, ask them how you're really doing. But then be prepared to hear the answer.
Yes. And again, that's where the acknowledgement and identifying that, look, we've got to do something now. I cannot go. And as you said, you know, sometimes we live in that old ways of doing things, but our age changes, our body changes, our minds change on all levels. We're in different circumstances and nothing changes until change happens.
And it's hard work. You know, people don't want to change because it's hard work. But if you want it done, you have to do it and only you can do it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So just tell me, what would the procedures be if they had to now? You know, I would like us to have a place. You know, we don't often know how to deal with particularly these three things at one time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we normally go to gym for a result, but we haven't dealt with anything else for the reason why we're going to gym.
Mm-hmm.
We start either eating or not eating, mm-hmm. which is also, we think, is now the answer, which mm-hmm. is also a mind shift.
Mm-hmm.
And that could be equally as damaging to the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
And then as well as our spirit. Mm-hmm. When our spirit is not well, what would you do? As would you be blatant and say, this is what I do? Or is it something that you just hear where the person is and then coach them?
Yeah, so each person is different, you know. But if we have to start at the spirit, is our spirit fed? Mm. Do we nourish our spirit with the word of God? Is it fed or is it starving?
Mm.
What are we doing with that? Because we can't live a healthy life if we don't have a healthy spirit. We have to speak to the Lord. We have to spend time with Him. We have to make sure that our spirit is fed. And once we have that, we have a measure. We have a measure, and that's the Word of God. So are we aligned in the Word of God, body, spirit, and mind? You know, it doesn't have to be complicated. If we read the Word of God, we will understand what it's saying to us. We will know exactly what we need to do. Mm. The Word of God talks about the body, the mind, and the spirit. And we have that measure of the Word of God to help us.
Amen. So what would you think would be the starting point with somebody that's now listening, me, myself, and I, listening as well, that we need to actually address first and foremost is that we need to really do introspection, I believe.
Commitment. You have to determine, first of all, are you committed to this? Because it's going to be a journey. It's not an overnight fixer. It's going to be a lifelong journey. It's things that need to change. Let's take the body aspect side of it. People think they want a quick fix. You know, they want a quick fix. They want it quickly. But it's not. It's a journey. And it's changes that we need to make over our lifetime, over our lifespan. So we can't go back and forth and back and forth like hopping and skipping. We need to make changes and then be able to commit and say to ourselves, this is what I want to do because I see the benefit in it.
Mm-hmm.
The same as our spirit. If we spend time with the Lord Jesus in His Word, we will see the growth. We will experience Him. We will see how we want to change from inside.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing. If you see the benefit of changing your eating, you will want to. stick to it, because you will see how it's changing your life.
Fantastic, fantastic. And I just want you, just maybe you can just give us your email address and your phone number, just so that people can WhatsApp you in time to come, or if they know of somebody that possibly could benefit from the service that you offer. And may the Lord just continuously use you, because this is something I've not heard of before. It's not out there in the secular world, and we keep feeling that we are failing as human beings. Mm-hmm. And there is not a ministry where all of it is in according to the way of the word. Mm. So just give us your details for us, please.
With pleasure. Thank you. My cell phone number is 079-110-1559. And my email address is elisenull@ymail.com.
Fantastic. So Elise, thank you so much for sharing that with us. And just say your cell phone number again, because that is normally the one that people get the wrong number.
079-110-1559.
Fantastic. And I just want to encourage you to go onto our website if you want to, if you've lost numbers or anything like that, go look at our podcasts. My program Under Rise will be on there, and you're welcome to re-listen. And I think this is just a tip of the iceberg. It's just an opportunity for us to reflect and say, listen, I know I'm out of alignment in this area. Let us get it together so that we can go forward, be healthy, and we can work for the kingdom of God. So, Elise, thank you so much for your wisdom and knowledge. And thank you. May the Lord just continue to use you in your ministry, that you'll touch many lives, and that people will live a good, healthy, long, prosperous life under your management.
Thank you, Renee. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon, family and friends. I just want to encourage you to go onto our WhatsApp line, 081-729-1657, our SMS line, 37988. Our Telegram number is exactly the same as our WhatsApp number, 081-729-1657. And if you have any doubt or any wanting to know anything about us, please interact with us. Let us know how you're doing, and see how we can help you. Bless you. Stick to the rules. Be safe. And we'll see you next week. And we've got Gilmas Thunder coming into the studio now shortly with the news. So we're just going to welcome her. And please stay tuned. God bless you. See you next week. Goodbye. Thank you, Elise, for being with us. We really appreciate you. God bless you. Bye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.